Okay, so we just got finished discussing the different approaches to the nature of Tashbisu, right? Whether it's whether it by nature is an Isra Aseh slash Sheval Taisa, or whether it's a Kumba Aseh. Then we saw a possibility within Reb Chaim that people, you know, possibly it's two dinam. I'd like to now discuss, again, there are a number of issues which are impacted by this question about the nature of the Aseh of Tashbisu, but the one we're going to discuss is going to be understanding the Machlokes, Rabbi Yehuda, and the Chacham. So if you can turn to the Mishnah Chav Aleph Amud Aleph, where the Mishnah records the Machlokes, and we're going to see that the analysis of this Machlokes, right, what exactly Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Chacham are arguing about is going to directly tie into the general question of what is the nature of Tashbisu. So again, in the Mishnah, the first Mishnah and second parak, for the Yisodei guy, Tzvi.
Yeah, so Rabbi Yehuda Omer, in Bi'er Chacham Yisodei Sveifa, V'Chacham Omer, Af Mefari, V'Zodei Rachom Omer Atalia.
Okay, so you already made an assumption by saying that. What? No, you said Hashbisasa B'Chodavar. So, all right, what they literally say is Af Mefire of Azor L'Ruach Omat L'Yam. So what are those examples? Just
Fire of Azor L'Ruach is to crumble it up and throw it to the wind. Mm-hmm. Omat L'Yam is to throw it into the sea.
Exactly. Okay, so we'll get back to your formulation.
And Af?
Well, that too, but we'll get back to the formulation of Hashbisasa B'chol Davar. You're not without basis. No, there is a Gemara that says that, but we'll have to analyze what exactly that means. Oh. So the big question when trying to understand this machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and Chachamim is going to be, right, whenever you have a chakir, whenever you have a like discussion within a sugya, right, there's two different approaches to a particular din in hand, and then you have a very important machlokes tanaim within that sugya, or machlokes amram in that sugya. The question you always have to ask is, how far back does the chakira go? Right, this chakira, this question about whether tashbisu is a kumba aseh or isra aseh, is that a machlokes only in the realm of rishonim? Or does it go back to Amoraim? Does it even go back to Tanaim? It's always a question that you have to raise whenever you're discussing a sugya. So that same question is going to be raised here. And the question is going to be, are Rabbi Yehuda and Chacham, are they arguing fundamentally about the very nature of Tashbisu? Or do you say that no, that both Rabbi Yehuda and Chacham are going within the same general approach, and they're arguing within a particular approach? So we're going to see these two studs and these two approaches about whether, again, the machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and Chacham represents a fundamental machlokes about whether it's kumba aseh or sheva taisa, or rather they're both arguing within a particular approach. That itself is going to be subject to a machlokes mefarshim in terms of how to understand the machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and Chacham. So we're going to start off tonight with the first approach, which says that both Rabbi Yehuda and Chacham are arguing within a particular approach. And we're going to see right now, so again, according to this first general approach, which says that Rabbi Yehuda and Chacham agree fundamentally about what the nature of Tashbisu is, and then their machlokes is within that particular tzad, whatever it is, we'll go through with the different options in a moment, within, everyone agrees, again, Rabbi Yehuda and Chacham agree to the nature, and machlokes is, now that we agree to the nature of Tashbisu, so now what's the best way to go about being mekayim that particular nature of Tashbisu. So we're going to see now that even within this first general approach, that Rabbi Yehuda and Chacham agree in terms of the general approach to Tashbisu, so the question is, okay, so now which of the approaches do they agree to? So we're going to see right now three different options. So we'll call this approach like 1A, is to say that they both agree to the Isser Aseh slash Sheva Al Taisa approach. So what we're going to do is we're going to bring a couple of Mefarshim who clearly establish this, and then we're going to analyze how Rabbi Yehuda and the Chacham each align with the Isser Aseh approach. So again, approach 1A is that they're both agreeing fundamentally, and they both agree that the nature of Tashbisu is an Isser Aseh, is a slash a Sheva Ataisa. So what are the Mefarshim who say this? For the earliest Mefarshim who says this was the Marik. If you recall, when the Ma'arik formulates Tashbisu as an Isra'ase, where he said it's all about, right, it's on the Makorah sheet, when it's all about Shelo Yeh Lo Chametz Pershus, so it's all about, right, ensuring that you don't have Chametz in your Rishus, he says that's even the Pshat according to Rabbi Akiva. Meaning, even Rabbi Akiva / Rabbi Yehuda, who holds the Ein Bir Chametz Ela Sreifa, which, right, if anyone would hold that it's a Maisa, not an Isra'ase, it would be that, because if you hold Dafka Sreifa, that could have been an indication that you Dafka need a certain Maisa. Even so, the Marik says that even Rabbi Akiva / Rabbi Yehuda, right, align with the Isra'ase approach. Then we're going to get back to, when we analyze, so how does this work in with Rabbi Yehuda, if it's all about Isra'ase, if it's all about the Totsa, of not having Chametz in your Rishus, so then why does Rabbi Akiva / Rabbi Yehuda Dafka require Sreifa? But again, the first makor for this idea that both Rabbi Yehuda and the Chum agreed to the conception of Isra'ase is the Marik. Again, he only spells it in within Rabbi Akiva, but Kol Shekein. If you think that even Rabbi Akiva / Rabbi Yehuda holds it in Isra'ase, then Kol Shekein the Chacham. So again, the first makor for this, you know, Tzad, approach 1a, is the Marik, Arisha. Oh. But then, the second makor for this is the Minchas Chinuch. And the Minchas Chinuch, right, in stark contrast to Reb Chaim, says that the Rishonim who align, who subscribe to the to what he calls the Sheva Taisa approach, namely Rashi and the Rambam, remember, just do a little chazara, right, the Minchas Chinuch's analysis is that since Rashi and the Rambam hold that Bittul can be Mekayim Tashbisu, which means that you can perform Tashbisu Kodim Zman Yisro. So for the Minchas Chinuch, that is the litmus test, right? If you can perform Tashbisu Kodim Zman Yisro, so it must be that those Mefarshim, that Rashi and Tosos, sorry, Rashi and the Rambam, subscribe to the Sheva Taisa approach. But then the Minchas Chinuch goes out of his way to say, that this is a Machokis Rishonim. But don't think it's also Machokis Tanaim. And it's rather that the Rambam and Rashi, who subscribe to the Sheva Taisa approach, think that that applies to all Tanaim. Bein Rabbi Yehuda, bein the Chacham. We'll just read the one line in the Minchas Chinuch. The Minchas Chinuch states, Dukulu Tanai v'amorai, yuchu lisvor dahamitzvas asei hu b'Sheva Taisa. Right, all Tanaim and Amoraim are able to subscribe, again, according to Rashi and the Rambam, are able to subscribe to this approach that the nature of the asei of Tashbisu is a Sheva Taisa, all about the Totzah of not having Chametz in your Rishus. Skip a couple lines. Ve'in inyan ze toloi bepluktah d'Rabbi Yehuda v'Rabbanan. Don't think that Hagufa, this Chakira, this question about whether Tashbisu is Kufa Aseh or Sheva Taisa, don't think Hagufa is toloi on the pluktah d'Rabbi Yehuda v'Rabbanan, the inyan in bir Chametz el Sheva. Don't think that, because no, Bein l'Rabbi Yehuda, bein the Chachamim within Rashi and Rambam are going to hold of Sheva Taisa. So again, here you have, just in terms of the Makoros, both Ma'arik and the Minchas Chinuch clearly saying that Bein Rabbi Yehuda, Bein the Chachamim are going to align with the Sheva Taisa / Isser Asay approach. So now that we have the Makoros, which establish this, so now let's analyze it within both the Chachamim and Rabbi Yehuda. So for the Chachamim, it's pretty easy, right? According to the Chachamim, especially if you, right, if you characterize the Chachamim like Tzvi did before, and we'll see there's a basis for this in the Gemara. If you see the Chachamim as basically saying, Hash Pasasa B'chol Davar, that you can basically destroy it any way you want. So the easiest way to understand that is that, yeah, because the Chachamim hold that Sheva Taisa / Isra'ase, it's all about the Totsa of not having Chametz in your Rishus, so therefore it doesn't matter how you destroy it, as long as it's destroyed, as long as you obtain the result, the totza of there not being Chametz in your Rishus, hash b'sasa b'chol davar, it doesn't matter how you do it, and therefore they're not going to be specific, that's why the Chachamim don't say it's dafka sreifa, it's any way you do it. So again, the Chachamim Shita seems to work out very nicely within this approach that they're working within the Isra'ase / Sheva Taisa. Oh, and where does this formulation that Tzvi said, where does this formulation of the Chachamim come from, that it's Hashpasasa B'chol Davar? So this takes us to a very important Gemara in Chav Zayin Amud Beis. So we read a little bit of the Shach V'Tarya. on Chav Zayin and Beis, we're going to see a little bit both about Rabbi Yehuda and the Chacham. So Arya, would you mind? Again, two dots, and this is Rabbi Yehuda Omer in Beer.
Rabbi Yehuda Omer in Beer, Chulu. Tanya Rabbi Yehuda in Beer Chametz al Sreifa. So Beer Chametz is only a Sreifa. I didn't know saying.
All right, so now the Gemara, now this Brice is trying to offer Mekoros. How does Rabbi Yehuda know that it's Dafka B'Sreifa?
So I didn't know saying it's Kavachomer. So all the more so chametz which require which has a chiyuv has a bayer of it by a bayer of should require sreifa to get rid of it. Lo kol din sha'ata don tchilas l'hachmer v'sof l'akil. So ain't a din. So any din that in the originally it's going to be machmer, but the end is going to be mekel. It's not a din.
Right, the tchilas of lahachmer, it sounds like, oh, it sounds like you're being machmer, dafka straifa. But what's the sof lahachmer?
If lo matza eitzim the sarfo, you don't find what to burn it. Yeh yoshevotel, and you'll just be sitting there. V'tor amet hashpisu sor mivotecha, and b'chol dar hashata yachal hashpisu.
Right, so remember, these are the chamim talking, right?
Yeah.
These are the chamim responding back, and they say, hayitachin, they can have a kal v'chomer, which establishes a kula, ends up being a kula of sreifa, because if you can't do sreifa, you're going to end up sitting around, because you have nothing to do. So then the Chum respond, they say, no, so rather the Pshat is like us. And the way that is very important, Gemara, characterizes the Chum versus the Torah Amra Atashvisus Omin Batechem, that's just the Pasuk. But the way they darshan, the way they derive from that, is that Bechol Davar Sha'ata Yochol Hashbisa. So that formulation, which is paraphrased by many Rishonim, Mefarshim, as Hashbisas Bechol Davar, sounds like one way to interpret it, the simplest way to interpret it, is B'chol davar sh'ata yachol hashpisa. Any way you can destroy it, destroy it. Again, if the Chachamim are working within the Isra HaSeya slash Shebat HaSeya approach, that makes a lot of sense. Because it's all about getting the result. So as long, it doesn't matter, right? If it's all about the result, it doesn't matter what the method is to get there. So therefore, any method, any form of destruction is going to suffice, because for the Chachamim, it's all about getting to the result. But the big question, according to this approach, is going to be Rabbi Yehuda, right? And the basic question is going to be, according to the Ma'arik, the Minchas Chinuch, and we can see that both can have different answers to this, but the big question is going to be, wait a second, Bishlama Chachamim can easily align with the Isra Slei slash Shebal Tais approach, because, yes, it's all focused on the Atotzah, and therefore the Chachamim don't care about how you get there. But Rabbi Yehuda clearly requires a specific method of Sreifa. And the question is, so if you think that Tashbis was a specific Maisa, so then yeah, you can say, oh, the type of Maisa that's required is the Maisa of Sreifa. But if, according to the Ma'arik, and the Minchas Chinuch, right, Minchas Chinuch, B'Shem, Rashi, and the Rama, thinks that, no, it's all about the Totsah of making sure that there's no Chametz in your Rishus, so even according to Rabbi Yehuda, so then why would Rabbi Yehuda specifically require Sreifa? He should allow any way that you obtain that result, that dotsa. It shouldn't matter how you go about doing it, as long as you get to the result of there not being chametz in your show. So the big question within this first, we'll call it approach 1A, is if even Rabbi Yehuda subscribes to the Isra slash Shabbat Tais approach, why in the world does Rabbi Yehuda require davka sreifa? Oh. So both Marik and the Minchas Chinuch have to, you know, address this obvious question, and they address it in completely different ways. Anyone recall the line in the Marik where the Marik addresses this? It's in the see the fourth line. Can I go for it, Tzvi? See Mishum Kach.
Mishum Kach. Tzach Sefer Rabbi Kiva. The Oz Einu Nimsa Klal.
That's the line.
It's like that's the most it's the penultimate way of getting rid of something is by burning.
Correct. So the way the Chiddush, the way the Marik addresses this question is that in a Chanami, even for Rabbi Kiva slash Rabbi Yehuda, the focus is on the totsa. So the question was, if it's all about the totsa, who cares about the maisa? So answer the Ma'arik, yeah, the method of sreifa is the best because it obtains the best result of not having chametz in your rishus, right? As the lashon of the Ma'arik is, mishum kach tzarach sreifa l'Rabbi Kiva, the oz eino nimtza klal, because when you burn it, you completely obliterate it, right? You completely transform the chetza of chametz from bread to ashes. So according to the Ma'arik, the reason why Rabbi Yehuda requires sreifa, even though they're all, the nature of the mitzvah is totsa-oriented, is because sreifa is the best way to bring about the best totsa of not having chametz in your rishus, with the major assumption is that, right, that it matters, right? Because you might have said, even at the Marek, is like, at the end of the day, if it's all about not having chametz in your rishus, so then as long as it's not in your rishus, right, who cares if you're mafkir? Who cares if you just take it out of your rishus? Who cares if you do anything? As long as it's not in your rishus, you're not over. But the Marek assumes that it's not just about obviating Bar Rabbi Matzeh. There's like an ideal way of obviating Bar Rabbi Matzeh by obtaining the result of there not being chametz in the world at all. One point at the end is that that's a chiddush, because if the result is shelo yelo chametz perushuso, it sounds like once you finish, like once you reach the touchdown, I mean, once you reach the final line of, you know, the of not having chametz in your rishus, so then you would say, why does it matter how you reach there? Once you're not going to violate Bar Rabbi Matzeh, once you don't have chametz in your rishus, so why does it matter what the status of the chametz is if you're really taking this totsa-oriented approach? So again, the Marik, it's a chiddush, you know what I'm saying? That even though it's completely totsa-oriented, but he thinks that there's a qualitative difference between the totsa of the chametz, the cheftz of chametz being obliterated completely, and they're just not, you're not owning chametz.
Is that connected to Rashi's idea that chametz shel chayim, you have to get rid of? He's not saying it's that the shpisu is Yisrael Seh, which is like Zohar with Bali Rabbali Matzeh. He's saying that the shpisu is like a way to obliterate chametz from the entire world, which is like everyone's person. Even though it's more than just making sure you don't have chametz. It's you have to get rid of it. Should be an anonymous claw.
I hear, but the Marek's original formulation, remember, right at the beginning, the reshuso, sounds like once chametz is not in your reshus, you're not going to violate the iser.
You're not going to violate, but the shpisu is more than that.
But that was formulating the shpisu.
Right.
So it's hard. So again, meaning, like when you read, so again, it's a chiddush of the Marek. Again, there are a number of chiddushim of the Marek. Again, even this point, It's a chiddush that, again, once you formulated that it's about, you know, the totsah, not having chametz in your rishus, and yet he thinks that there's like an ideal to destroy for the cheftz of chametz to be obliterated, again, that's definitely a chiddush within the Marek. That just, we'll leave it at that. So again, that's the Marek's answer. Again, in a chanami, it's all about the totsah, but Sreifa brings about a better and more ideal totsah than other methods of Sreifa, and that's why Rav Yehuda, slash Rav Akiva, Davka requires Sreifa, even within the Isser Aseh approach. Fine, that's the answer as explanation number one. The second explanation is offered by the Minchas Chinuch. All right, do you remember what the Minchas Chinuch says? So Minchas Chinuch has a huge chiddush. Again, no matter any of these things are going to be, any of these answers are going to be a huge chiddush. Minchas Chinuch has an approach that says that the din Sreifa of Rabbi Yehuda does not stem from the din of Tashbisu. Since the din of Tashbisu is the totsah of Vishev al Taisa of it not being in Rishos, he says, does it make sense to require Sreifa from that standpoint? He agrees so much with the question that he basically says, in a Chanami, so what's the source for Sreifa? The din of Nosar. And he, what?
I guess I know.
Yeah, like Isranah. So the way he understands the Brisa on Chav Zayin Amabez is that when we have a Kava Chomer from Nosar, so that's not being Magdir Tashbisu, right, the parameters of Tashbisu, but it's a separate independent din. It's a separate din of Nosar. So Minchas Chinuch says, in a Chanami, the Geder of Tashbisu for both Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim is a Totsa of Sheval Taisa. And therefore, from the perspective of Tashbisu, it doesn't matter how you go about doing it. Oh, so why does Rabbi Yehuda require Sreifa? That's a separate din. That's a separate din coming from Nosar. Again, a very big chiddush, which we'll show how big of a chiddush is just in a moment. Let's just read the Lashon Minchas Chinuch right here. Again, it's such an important chiddush. He says, right, mikol makom, im echad rotze leva'aro min ha'olam yisrefenu, right, you can burn it. But the mitzvah itself of Tashbisu is just about the totsa of being mushpas on Yudalad. According to the Rashi and the Rambam, the ikar mitzvah is the totsa of being mushpas. There's no chiv on the gavra to perform a particular maisa. Now the key line. Usreifa yalef minosar avalo mitashpisu. Implicitly asking the question, what are you going to do with Sreifa according to Rabbi Yehuda? He says, don't worry. Sreifa is learnt out from Nosar, and it's not a din in Tashpisu. A couple lines later, he repeats this. Rabbi Yehuda sover, the davka b'sreifa, right, Rabbi Yehuda holds, Embir chamitel Sreifa, ela be'emes ze inyan acher. It's a different inyan. The yalof mi Nosar, v'lo mi Tashpisu. Again, repeats this amazing chiddush that again, Michas Chinuch Lishitaso to thinking that Tashpisu, according to Rashi and the Rambam, within both Rabbi Yehuda and the Chumim, is a totsa of Sheval Taisa, is forced to say, therefore, it doesn't make any sense for Sreifa to work within Tashpisu, because it's all about the totsa, and therefore the method, the process doesn't matter. So, where does Tashpisu come from? It's a separate din of Nosar. Again, understanding the Brisa here, which learns from Nosar, is not being Magdir Tashpisu, but rather being a completely separate din. So again, this is a big chiddush, okay, because number one, just if you go back to the lashon of the Mishnah, back to Chaf Aleph, right, what was the lashon of Rabbi Yehuda? Tzvi? Right? So, Ein Biur Chametz El Shefa, the classical understanding of what Biur Chametz refers to is what?
Tashbisu.
So when he says Ein Biur Chametz El Shefa, the simple explanation is that, yeah, the only form of Tashbisu is Shefa. That's point number one. And now we're going to bring three other points, which similarly, again, both one more Gemara and two other, you know, Rishonim, which clearly understand against this Menachas Chinuch, like the Pashas, that when Rabbi Yehuda slash Rabbi Akiva, right, hold up Sreifa, that that's Magdir, the parameters of Tashbisu. It's not a separate din coming from Nosar, but that Nosar is rather Magdir, right, Tashbisu. So the first earliest source of this is the Gemara on Daf Hei Amud Aleph. So again, this is within the context of Shitas Rabbi Akiva. If you remember, right, the sugi here in Dalam and Beis, the Hei Amud Aleph, is offering a number of different makoros to prove that the Zman of Tashbisu is, right, despite the fact that the Pashas of the Pasuk is Biyom Rishon, that really the Zman is on Erev Pesach, on Yudalat. So again, Rabbi Akiva, can you turn to Hei Amud Aleph? Tzvi, do you have it? So the first wide line on Hei Amud Aleph starts with Rabbi Akiva Omer. He has his own makor that to prove that Ach b'yom rishon tashpisu se'om b'batechem does not refer to Yom Rishon proper, but rather referring to Erev Yantav.
Akiva Omer, Einu Tzarech, Hei Omer, Ach b'yom rishon tashpisu se'om b'batechem, v'chsev kom alacha lo yaseh b'am. You can't do alacha, and nevertheless the pasuk says you have to do tashpisu. And he assumes that Shpisu is Sreifa. We know that Sreifa is Avara, is Avalacha. So how could you do Sreifa on Yantif? Right. I must be talking about before Yantif.
Exactly, right. So just from Rabbi Akiva, again, we'll get to the connection in Rabbi Yehuda in just a moment. From just Rabbi Akiva, right, he's clearly talking about Tashbisu, right? He's quoting the Pasuk, and that's the whole context. He's trying to prove what is the Zman of Tashbisu, right? And when he assumes, when it says, Umatzinu la'avara, shehi av malacha, he clearly assumes that the Geder of Tashbisu is Havara, which is, and therefore comes into the problem of can't do that on Yantif itself. So it's clear that Rabbi Akiva is learning that the Sreifa, that the Havara, is Dafka, the parameters of Tashbisu itself. So you might say to me, okay, that's Rabbi Akiva. Who says that's Pshat in Rabbi Yehuda? So again, now turn the page, and the Rabbah has Shema Minas. So if you go to the the first Shema Minah, right? He says Shema Minah means Rabbi Akiva to us. What's the first one?
Shema Minah in Biur Chametz Sreifa.
Right. So Papashas, the Gemara, is aligning the Shita of Rabbi Akiva with the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda. Right. That lashon of in Biur Chametz El Sreifa is the lashon of Rabbi Yehuda on in the Mishnah Chavalah. So again, one indication from the Gemara itself that Rabbi Yehuda's in Biur Chametz El Sreifa is the parameters, is the geder of Tashbisu, again, is clear from Rabbi Akiva, which the Gemara aligns with Rabbi Yehuda. Fine. That's indication number one, that again, the Ein Biur Chametz El Sreifa is not a separate din of Nosar, but that is Magdir, the mitzvah of Tashbisu itself. Again, which would be against the Minchas Chinuch Chiddush. Now let's see a couple of Rishonim quickly, who again also clearly assume that Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yehuda's din Sreifa is Magdir Tashbisu. So the first one is a couple of Tosasim on Dalet Amud Beis. So first start off with Tosas Dalet Amud Beis So again, this is, we read this Tosas a number of times. This is where Tosas rejects Rashi's Hesber in Bittol. And he said, you see Vikash Lari, three lines down, Ari?
Yeah. Vikash Lari, the highest pasa Havara he.
So right already that lashon, it's very, and then it goes on to quote Rabbi Akiva, right? But again, it's very clear that Tosos learn that hashpasa, the geder of hashpasa is havara, and again, and then Tosos on the same amud, dir maschol uksiv, also has the same. I think it's also the re. Again, there has the same lashon. Again, rejecting Rashi's Pshat and Abaye. It says, Ve'in Nir Lari. Want to get a chance, Aryeh?
Yeah. Which
Dir Masl Uksiv?
Yeah.
Ve'in Nir Lari.
Oh, Ve'in Nir Lari. Ve'in Nir Lari. So, how does that Tashvish Avarhi? It doesn't make sense Tashvish to be Avarhi. Velo Tziba HaKos of the Sarfo El Lachari Suri.
Right. Same point, but again, the same line. That Tosas Lashitasa again says he's magdir that what the parameters of Tashbisu are is Havara. Not that Havara, not that Strefa is a separate din of Nozar, but again, I'm just establishing, just looking up from a number of Makaros, that the Pashtus is against the Minchas Chinuch. The Pashtus is that Havara is the parameter, is the Geder of Tashbisu itself. And the last, you know, Rishon, who says this explicitly, is the Rush. Again, the same Rush in Simen Yud. Right, this is in the context of explaining why we don't make a bracha of al bir chametz when you burn the chametz kodem zman yisura, and there the Rush in Siman Yud basically says because that's not a kiyum of tashbisu. Tashbisu is only mekuyim la'achar zman. So again, you see the Rush's answer. Omer ani. See the top. Go for it, Tzvi.
Omer ani. So it says chametz min abayis kodem zman yisura lo nafik mei tashbisu. It's not a kiyum of tashbisu.
Right, so again, his understanding of Rabbi Akiva is that the Lashon is Tashbisu, Hainu Shreifa. Again, this is all stemming from Rabbi Akiva, but here you have both Tosos and the Rush clearly establishing that the quarantine Rabbi Akiva / Rabbi Yehuda, that the Geder of Tashbisu itself is Shreifa, not that Shreifa is stemming from an alternative din such as Nelson. So in short, so far we've seen, we'll call it approach 1A. Again, general first approach that Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim are agreeing be'etzem in terms of the nature of Tashbisu, and they're just arguing within a particular approach. Again, this version A, we'll call it 1A, is that they're both agreeing to the Isser Aseh / Sheva Atais approach, and then arguing within that. Right, that worked out very nicely within the Chachamim. Within Rabbi Yehuda, it was a little more difficult to understand why Rabbi Yehuda's Sreifa aligns with this Isra Asay approach. Then we saw the Chiddush of the Ma'arik and the Chiddush of the Menchas Chinuch to answer that question. Both of them are really not Pashat Chiddush. Yeah.
The Rosh, it seems to be Magdir Rabbi Yehuda also, because he said the whole limit from Nosa.
Yeah, sorry. I meant to say that. Yeah. It's not just Rabbi Akiva. And then he clearly conflates Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Akiva. I meant to say that. Midi Dehava Nosar. So he quotes the Makor of Rabbi Akiva and then conflates that, right, silently transitions to the Makor of Nosar, clearly saying this is not just the Shita of Rabbi Akiva, this is also the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda. Even though the Gemara itself says, Ein Bir Chama Yisrael Shreifa, you could have said, that's just meaning Rabbi Akiva's version of that. But it's clear from the Rush that he says he's conflating them as well. Thank you, I meant to say that, yeah.
But all these Yishonim are come by Sefer Shon.
Okay, but on true, but on meaning, this is just in terms of how they're just understanding.
You don't. You're just gonna hold that if you hold the conversation all across the border.
Fair point. All I'm saying is that Menachas Chinuch, it's a very bechidush. I'm just pointing out that most. Again, from the Gemara stance, these Bishonim obviously take a different approach again, presumably because they're not willing. The question, what's the chicken or the egg? It could very well be that because they see, Rabbi Yehuda's Dafka Dim and Sreifa, which they see as the Geder of Tashbisu, perhaps that's what leads them to Kumbhase. You know what I'm saying? So it could be Hagufa. It's not. You can't necessarily say, you can't bring a riot from them because maybe Hagufa, that's, to them, that is what brings them to the Kumbaze approach, because they say, look, if the geder for Rabbi Yehuda and the Chacham, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Kiva, the geder of Tashbisu is Strefa, so that clearly is a Kumbaze approach. But point well taken. So, okay. So now moving on to goal approach 1b, which is to say that Rabbi Yehuda and the Chacham agree to the conception, to the single conception of Tashbisu as a Kumbaze, but mitzad the gavra. And we're going to prove right now, we're going to show a number of Rishonim, number of Mefarshim rather, who say that both Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim agree that Tashbisu by its nature is a kumva asay, which is mutal on the gavra. So here we're going to have, first Mefarish within this, is the Minchas Chinuch. Right? The Minchas Chinuch b'shem Tosos. Right? The Minchas Chinuch says that Tosos, who subscribes to the kumva asay mitzad gavra approach, he says that Tosos would say this bein for the Chachamim, bein the Rabbi Yehuda. And we'll have to analyze both shitos of the Chachamim and Rabbi Yehuda in just a moment. But again, clear from the Minchas Chinuch b'shem Tosos, right? Minchas Chinuch, who says that Tosos adopts the kumva asay approach, he says that Tosos is going to learn this bein in the Chachamim, bein the Rabbi Yehuda. So, Makor number one is Minchas Chinuch. And now we're getting to Makor Chaim. Oh, it's the first time we've quoted this all summer. So, Makor Chaim, in his well-known Hakdama to Simon Tuf Lamed Aleph, again, Makor Chaim has a number of Hakdamas here. And again, Hakdama to Simon Tuf Lamed Aleph, Diramaso Lechei Nira. So here the Makor Chaim, it's a very big Chiddush, which I'll analyze in just a moment, but Makor Chaim seems to assume that both Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim subscribe to this Kumva Asay, presumably Mitzad Gavra approach. Right? Both Rabbi Yehuda's Chiyav Sreifa and the Chachamim's Af Mefar Vizora L'Ruach are both Kumva Asay active destructions of the Chametz. What's the only difference, according to the Mekor Chaim, between the Chachamim's conception of Tashbisu and Rabbi Yehuda's conception of Tashbisu? The only difference is not in the nature of Tashbisu, whether it's a Kumbase or Shevataisa. Everyone agrees that it's Kumbase. The only difference is whether the mitzvah of Tashbisu applies after, fill in the blank, after?
It's burned.
After Bittel. Right? The question is, does the mitzvah of Tashbisu apply post-Bittel Chametz? Says Mekor Chaim here, that is the Nekudas HaMachokas between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chacham. He says, Rabbi Yehuda, who derives Sreifa from Nosar, so basically says that the Sreifa of Chametz is similar to the Sreifa of Shar Isuri Hana, which he says applies, the Sreifa of Shar Isuri Hana applies, even though you don't own the Isuri Hana, as we discussed earlier, when it came to Bittel, right? He is subscribing to the approach that a person lacks bilus on Isuri Hana, and yet there's a chi of Sreifa. So he says, oh look, you see from the Sreifa of Shar Isuri Hana that the chi of Sreifa applies even when you don't own it. So it says, Hu adin nami tashbisu, according to Rabbi Yehuda, who derives the Sreifa of Chametz from the Sreifa of Shar Isuri Hana, to say, oh, even after Bittel, after which point you no longer own the chametz. So even though at that point you're not going to violate by your bayimatz anymore because you don't own it, but even so, the din of Sreifa is going to apply. I'll read this inside. It says, V'nira, Rabbi Yehuda sover, the chametz ba'i Sreifa, av shepitzla, requires Sreifa even after Bittel. Skip a couple lines. Lefize, av shepitzla, even though you did Bittel, mikomakom, Hari hu kishar isuri hana, shegamkein einan birushuso, right? It's just like other isuri hana, which a person doesn't own. Daha abitul enaraki loidas, etc. Right? Ubishar isuri hana, matzinu gamkein shemitzvasam bisreifa. Right? By shar isuri hana, we know there's a din sreifa, kigon klaya karam ishar nisrafim. Right? Even though you don't own it. It says, "V'hachanah mechametz, Rabbi Yehuda, kamrina minosar, she mitzvasa b'sreifa." Right? Therefore, Rabbi Yehuda, who derives sreifa from nosar, which he thinks tells us that the sreifa is like the sreifa of Shari Surya, not like nosar, so therefore it applies even post-bittel. But he says, the chachamim, on the other hand, say, no. He says, Chacham hold that the din of tashmisu only applies if you're going to be subject to bayir by matzeh. And therefore, right, once you perform bittul and you're no longer going to violate bayir by matzeh because it's no longer yours, I think he's taking the hefker approach, so much is no longer lecha, so then tashmisu is not going to apply anymore. So again, big gadol, for the bigger picture here, it seems like he says that both the Chachamim and Rabbi Yehuda agree in terms of the nature of tashbisu, in terms of our question of it being kumvase. The only difference is whether it's going to apply post bittul. But just to analyze that point for a second, according to Mekor Chaim, if you have tashbisu applying post bittul, so then it's clearly that tashbisu is clearly not only functioning as a menatek the lavin of bayir by matzah. Right?
Tashbisu is not being functioning post bittul. Is there a law?
No. He says the tashbisu of Rabbi Yehuda.
He claims it's a law.
No. He's saying the fact that the makor is from Nosar, that's megala what tashbisu is all about. He says the fact that the makor for tashbisu is Nosar, so that tells you that the parameters of tashbisu are similar to the parameters of strefa for shari serena. So all I'm saying, I think what emerges from this perspective is that it must be that tashbisu within Rabbi Yehuda for the Mekor Chaim is not simply to be menatek the lav in a bar by matze, because in such a case, after bittul, right, there's clearly no longer bar by matze, and yet tashbisu applies. So what then is the value of tashbisu if not to circumvent bayir by matzah? So this gets back to a yisod we've been developing, this idea of it being, of tashbisu being like a symbolic demonstration of the person's perspective towards chametz. And therefore it could be, if you have such a shita that tashbisu is applying, even though the person doesn't own the chametz, and it's not his, and it's not going to violate bayir by matzah, and yet there's a value of destroying it, what value is there? You're not over bayir by matzah? Anyways, so it must be that some idea, such as that through burning it, you're demonstrating your perspective towards chametz bichla, and that is the value of tashbisu, according to Mekor Chaim, bedas Rabbi Yehuda, which is like an important yisod. And just one last ta'aro within Mekor Chaim, the one benefit, one big question that Mekor Chaim is able to answer with this yisod, is it is able to answer a very pressing question on the Shach of Atari and Chav Zayin on base that we read before. So remember again, Arye, what was the Chachamim's right disproof of Rabbi Huda's Kal V'Chomer from Nosar? What was the Sofa LaHakel?
You wouldn't be able to burn it, and then it would just sit around.
Exactly. Right, Lo Matza eats in L'Sarfo Yosheva Bata. Right. So the simple explanation is that you're going to sit around and violate bayir by matzeh. So ask the Mekor Chaim, which is an obvious question, is like, wait a second. Why is the lack of tashbisu necessarily going to violate bayir by matzeh? Why can't, if you know that you don't have etzim, why don't you just do bittul? Asks the Mekor Chaim. Right? So he basically says, Mekor Chaim asks this very Bam kasha, what do you mean Yoshi v'batel? Just do bittul. So said Mekor Chaim, b'lishitaso, that Rabbi Yehuda applies the mitzvah of tashbisu even post bittul. So then the Yoshi v'batel is not midin bayir by matzeh. Bayir by matzeh will be solved by bittul. The Yoshi v'batel is going to be mevatel your mitzvah saseh of tashbisu, because the mitzvah saseh of tashbisu midin sreifa even applies post bittul. But in a case where you're stuck because you don't have etzim, you're going to be mevatel the mitzvah saseh of tashbisu, of sreifa. So with this chiddush of his, that Rabbi Yehuda's din of sreifa applies post-bittul, he's able to answer a very pressing question on the Shach Batari about why can't you just solve the Yoshiva Batal problem through bittul. Answer is because you still have a problem of being mevatel the mitzvah saseh of tashbisu, which applies even post-bittul. That's just an important important Buddha. Okay. So before analyzing the shitos of Rabbi Yehuda and the Chum within right this approach, I'd like to bring down four other mikoros which relate to the Minchas Chinuch of Mekor Chaim. Again, the Minchas Chinuch of Mekor Chaim clearly establish that both Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim, their conception of Tashbisu is Kun Va'aseh. We're going to see the following four Mefarshim, some Rishonim, some Achronim, who all basically seem to assume, again, along these lines, that both Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim hold of a Kun Va'aseh version of Tashbisu, but again, they don't say it explicitly. It really comes out of a Nafka Mina that they mention.
So the Malchus Chinuch says that both Abir and the Chacham hold that it's Shabbat Asa.
That was within Rashi. Within Tosos says that they both agree to Kun Va'aseh Mitzvah Gavra, and then the Mekor Chaim also says that as Pshat. The following four Mefarshim basically hold that the heter of Afron Mutter extends to the Chachamim. Take a step back. Remember the Mishnah in Temura, Lama Gimel Beis, mentions this din that Chametz, the Afer of Chametz is Mutter, Bahana. Right? That if you burn Chametz, it's Mutter to get enough from the ashes. And Tosos famously explains, what's the basis of that din? Nasa mitzvah. Once you perform the mitzvah of Tashbisu, once you, right, Nasa mitzvah, and you did the mitzvah, you destroyed it. So once you perform the mitzvah, so now Nasa mitzvah, the Isra Anah falls away. So the big question is whether that din of Afron Mutter, based on Nasa mitzvah, is that limited to Rabbi Huda, who holds Ein Bir Chametz El Sreifa? Or would it also apply to the Chachamim? If the Chachamim, right, within the Chachamim, either you burnt it, or you destroyed it in some other way, and you made it negligible into something like ashes, would the Chachamim also apply the din of Afron Mutter? And if you can tell, this would seemingly be a good test case for what is the nature of Tashbisu according to the Chachamim. Because if the Chachamim held that Tashbisu is just a totsa of, Isra Aseh, or Sheval Taisa, so there's no mitzvah, kum vaaseh, to destroy it, and then you shouldn't have a heter of Afron Mutter, because there's no nasa mitzvah unless there's a chiyah to destroy it. But if the following four mefarshim extend the heter of Afron Mutter even to the chamim, it seems to indicate that they all think that just like nasa mitzvah is triggered according to Rabbi Yehuda, because the Chachamim hold of Kun Va'aseh destruction, so to the Chachamim's Hashbisasa B'chol Davar, that too is an active destruction of the Chametz, and therefore once you actively destroy the Chametz, even according to the Chachamim, that's going to generate the Heter of Afron Mutter. See where I'm going with it?
But Chaim put that gush on.
Yeah, he's against your Chaim. Again, good Ha'ara. Assuming for now against Reb Chaim, that all you need to trigger the heter of Afron Mutter is the pashas of Nasa Mitzvason is for the Gavra to be Yotze his Kun Va'aseh Chiyuv. I think Reb Chaim is the exception in this regard. Reb Chaim assumes that Afron Mutter is only at the end of the Chavtza. So assuming for now that all, I should have mentioned that, assuming for now against Reb Chaim that the heter of Afron Mutter is triggered as long as there was a chiyuv, even begavra, to kum va'aseh, destroy the item at hand, then you're going to trigger the heter of nasa mitzvasa. And the din of nasa mitzvasa, and thereby the heter of Afron Mutter. So we're now going to go through four mefarshim, who all establish that the heter of Afron Mutter, as triggered by the din of nasa mitzvasa, is even triggered by the tashbisu of the chamim, which thereby seems to imply that the following mefarshim agree with the Minchas Chinuch B'Shem Tosfos and the Mekor Chaim, that even the Chachamim's, Av Mefarav Vezorah V'Ruach, is also a Kum Va'aseh Mitzad the Gavra, destruction of the Chametz. Before getting to the first one, do you see why that Shita indicates that? Aryeh also? One more time? Meaning, in order to trigger the Heter of Afron Mutter, Tosos, you need to have nasimitz. What does nasimitz also mean? That you had a mitzvah to destroy it.
Right?
Exactly. That means that tashbisu is an act of destruction. Because again, if it's all about the totsa of not having it around, so then it should be in the category of nikbarin, where you just, it's all about not having it around. And nikbarin, that's the things which need to be buried. That's the paradigmatic example of where afrin or usr. Because nikbarin, there's no mitzvah to destroy it, it's just you just can't have it around. So even if you destroy it, there's no nasa mitzvah, because there's no mitzvah to destroy it, you just can't have it around. So the fact that the following four mefarshim extend the heter of Afron Mutter, and thereby the din of Nasa Mitzvahsan, even to the Chachamim, that seems to indicate that even the Chachamim's conception of Tashbisu is an active destruction of the item. And Bepashas, all you need is a Kumbase Mitzah Legavra. So let's just go through these Mefarshim. So the first and only Rishon on this list is Rabbeinu David. So Rabbeinu David and Chaf Aleph Amid Beis Diru Maschol de Amar Rava Paskins the din of Afron Mutter by Chametz. But in this context, in this piece, he's not talking about Rabbi Yehuda on the Chametz at all. He just says the Psak Halach Lamaisa is Afron Mutter. The footnote there, I think, is an interesting ara. Footnote Yud Beis there says the fact that Rabbeinu David elsewhere, specifically in Chav Zayin Amar Beis, Diru Maschol Rabbi Yehuda. Again, Rabbeinu David on Chav Zayin Amar Beis, Diru Maschol Rabbi Yehuda, there Rabbeinu David paskins like the Chachamim. So the footnote points out, if you put these two Rabbeinu Davids together, the fact that Rabbeinu David paskins like the Chachamim, and here he paskins that Afron Mutter, if you put the two together, it sounds like he thinks that the din of Afron Mutter even applies to the Chachamim. Again, that would be Raya number one, again, to this idea that even the Chachamim would trigger the heter of Afron Mutter, implying that even the Chachamim's conception of Tashbisu is of the Kumva Asay Amitza the Gavra variety. Yeah, it's me.
The Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda, though. Gemara says that.
Yeah, I don't think that, we have to look at the Rabbeinu David itself, I don't think it's clear from that line. I think in that line he's just paskening. I don't think he's plugging it in to the Shach of Atah. We'll look. Do we read it? When we get back to this measure, we'll look at Rabbeinu David. I'm pretty sure it was just in the realm of psak, not tying into the Shach of Atah. But otherwise, you'd be right. But I'm pretty sure that line is like at the end, and it's the realm of psak. So that's Rabbeinu David. Next makor for this is Rabbi Akiva Eger. This Rabbi Akiva Eger is quoted in that Reb Chaim. No one has Reb Chaim here, right? So Reb Chaim here, if you recall, quotes this Rabbi Akiva Eger. Because Reb Chaim quotes the Tur, we'll get back to it later, who basically says, the Tur says that the din of Afron Mutter is limited to Rabbi Yehuda. It doesn't apply to the Chachamim. And Rabbi Akiva Eger is very bothered by that. And basically says, I'm going to read it in just a second, that what are you talking about, that the din of Afron Mutter is limited to Rabbi Yehuda? It should apply to the Chacham's Hashbisasa B'chol Davar also. Because, says Rabbi Akiva Eger, even the Chacham's Hashbisasa B'chol Davar is also a Chi of Hashbasa. And since it's a Chi of Hashbasa, that should trigger the din of Nasa Mitzvahson, and thereby the heter of Afron Mutter. So why are you, the Tur, limiting the heter of Afron Mutter to Rabbi Yehuda? It applies to the Chachamim as well. And then the flow of the piece is, Reb Chaim, it goes on to explain, defending the Tur and explaining why, you know, because only Rabbi Yehuda holds a Kumba Asay, while according to the Reb Chaim, well, according to the Chachamim, is just an Isra Asay. But it's clear from Rabbi Akiva Eger's equation of Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim, within this Nafka Mina of Afron Mutter, that according to Rabbi Akiva Eger at least, that just like Rabbi Yehuda requires an active destruction of the item, as a chi of tashpisu kumvase, so too within the chachamim. Let's just read this. Dine agon Rabbi Akiva Eger hiksha al tur a tur shakasid to Rabbi Yehuda the chametz mitzvasa bestreifa afron mutter kedin kol anestrafim to afron mutter ul rabbanon dash mitzvasa bechol davar afron usser kedin nikbar. Right, so the tur distinguishes between Rabbi Yehuda, who within Rabbi Yehuda, that's going to be Afron Mutter, Kedin Estrafin. According to Rabbanon, Hashpasas B'chol Davar is just like Nikbarin, and therefore Afron Aser. The Hikshal Zeh Hagon Rabbi Akiva Eger. Delefi mashikasva tosvos, according to Tosos and Temura. Daha dinistrafin, afron mutter v'nikbaran afron aser, hum mishum dinistrafin, ikam mitzvah bistrei fasan, v'alkein havinas mitzvasan, says Rick Uvager. According to the Hesber, that the din, which triggered, right, the basis of the heter of Afron Mutter is the din of Nasa Mitzvah Son, which according to Tosa's idea that you have a chiyuv to destroy it, and therefore that triggers Nasa Mitzvah Son. Right, Masha Eken, Nikbarin, Delekashum Mitzvah Bikfura Son. But Nikbarin, there's no mitzvah to destroy it, it's just about not having it. Rak Mishim Takala, it's just that you can't have it around Mishim Takala. For therefore, Velohavi Nasa Mitzvah Son. So again, says Rick Uvager, if the Koveya for Afron Mutter is the factor of Nasa Mitzvason, is whether there was a Chiyav to destroy it. So that Imkain, says Rick Uvager, Bechametz, Degam Im Hashpasasa Bechol Davar, Halo Ika Mitzvah Detashpisu, even according to the Chachamim's Hashpasasa Bechol Davar, there is still a Mitzvah, Erin Akumva Asay Mitzvah to destroy it of Tashpisu, Imkain Hatzarech Lios Lekuliyama Afron Mutter. Says Rick Uvager, therefore, the heter of Afron Mutter should be Bein Rabbi Yehuda, Bein the Chachamim. So again, I think it's very clear from Rick Uvager's Lashon that he's saying the factor of a kumva asay mitzvah of hashpasa, of a maisa tashpisu, that's not limited to Rabbi Yehuda's Reifa, that even applies to the Chachamim's hashpasaso becholda. So again, we had Rabbi Nadavin and now Rabbi Uvager, again, both seemingly extending the din of Afron Mutter to the Chachamim, and Rabbi Uvager's Lashon even implying that the Chachamim, that their conception of Tashbisu is one of Kumvase. And then just two other Mekoros along these lines is Mekor Chaim, the Leila Mekor Chaim in Tav Mem He Aleph. Again, Tav Mem He Aleph, the first day there. Mekor Chaim similarly says that since the Chachamim's Psak of Hashpasas B'chol Davar is also a kum va'aseh destruction of the chametz, so therefore it should also trigger the heter of Afron Mutter. So again, the Mekor Chaim seems to spell out this analysis that because the chachamim's Hashpasas B'chol Davar is also a kum va'aseh destruction of the chametz, albeit with looser parameters, la dafka sreifa, but also different methods of mifar v'zari l'ruach, mat liyam, but even so, since it's a kum va'aseh destruction of the chametz, therefore it should trigger the din of Nasa Mitzvah Son, and thereby the heter of Afron Mutter. Well, and last but not least, is the tshuva of the Avnei Miluim. This is actually on the last sheet, so this is the last makor we'll do. Tzvi, and go for it. Here the Avnei Miluim is similarly going to say that the psak of Afron Mutter is even going to apply, according to the Rambam, who passes like the Chachamim.
The Tosfos of Temura calls for a time that is often Afron Mutter, which is the Kavor in the sky when mitzvah Srefa. Vein the Chadavar Shinas and Mitzvah Samolimbo. Avon Nikbarin, Bimlosayu Kaimu, Bisirayu, but Philo Bafan Anshim. The Tosfos says the reason why Nisraf and Afron Mutter is because it's not Sayyid Mitzvah. But when Nikbarin, there's no mitzvah to do Kavor, so you don't want to have to call us. Therefore, even if you burn him, so the Afor which you have is not going to be Mutter because there's no mitzvah that was done in it.
Exactly.
However, by Chomets, we came to go to Sisraimba, Medevecha Chomim. After five is all the ruach, you have even became pshita. Then it's kind of mitzvah of the sreifa. The sreifa is another way of hashpasa. The kibbutz the nasi mitzvah should be in one of the one. If you do sreifa, then you do no milum.
Right, but if the Avnei Miluim felt that the geder of tashpisu for the chamim is just this like nikbaran esque totsa of not having chametz around, like it's takala esque, so then it wouldn't make sense why tashpisu, even of the sreifa variety for the chamim, would trigger nasa mitzvasa. So therefore, again, the Avnei Miluim, like Rabbeinu David, like Rabbi Uvager, like Mekor Chaim, now the fourth makor, Avnei Miluim, are all saying that the heter of Afron Mutter is even triggered within the chachamim, because even the chachamim's conception of tashpisu is of the kumva asay variety. So again, while only the Minchas Chinuch b'shem Tosfos and Mekor Chaim in the Hakdama, they're the only ones who seemingly explicate that the geder of Tashbisu for both Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim is Kumvasei, all four of these Mefarshim who extend the Psak, the Heter of Afron Mutter, to the Chachamim seem to also align with the current approach that both Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim hold of a Kumvasei, at least Mitzad the Gavra, conception of Tashbisu. So now, before we close, let's just analyze how this works within both Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim, and it's pretty simple, right? Within Rabbi Yehuda, to say that Rabbi Yehuda requires, to say that Rabbi Yehuda's Sreifa aligned to the Kum Va'aseh approach seems very simple, right? The fact that he specifically requires the method of Sreifa sounds like the emphasis of the mitzvah is on the Maisa, is on the Kum Va'aseh destruction of Chametz, and he's magdir that what type of Maisa Tashbisa is required? Dafka Sreifa. So the fact that to align Rabbi Yehuda within the Kum Va'aseh mitzvah Gavra is not difficult at all. So now it brings us to the Chum. Because the Chum say, Mifarav Zor L'ruach L'mat L'yam. It seems like they're saying, that like, anything works. But if you want to say, it's very important, if you want to say that the Chachamim align with the Kumva Aseh approach, to say that even the Chachamim require an active destruction of the Chametz, so then you're basically saying that the examples that the Chachamim give of Mifara Rizor El Ruach Umat Liyam are specific. It's not really Hashbasas B'chol Davar that as long as you attain the result. No. Even the Chachamim require a certain methods to actively destroy the Chametz, and just that they expand it beyond the method of Sreifa to include other examples as well. But again, the Chachamim also, if they align with this approach, it's not about the Totsah of ensuring there's no chametz in Yerushus, but about actively destroying it. So even the Chachamim's Mifarer, Vizorei L'ruach, U'mat L'yam itself are different ways to actively destroy the chametz. And then when the Gemara in Chav Zayin Amud Beis says within the Chachamim, B'chol davar sh'ata yachol hashpiso, so instead of learning that as being, oh, hashpisos b'chol davar, any way you want, no. It's specifically the chol davar in any way which is defined as shata yachol hashpiso, any way which is defined as being mashpis, actively mashpis the chametz. So again, that's like a crucial read in terms of how you read that lashon of the drashon chav zayin beis the chol davar shata yachol hashpiso. Is that oh hashpisos b'chol davar any method you want as long as you attain the result, or no? It's davka chol davar any matter which sufficiently is yachol hashpiso. Any, you know, method which is defined as being sufficiently destroying the chametz. And again, we're not going to have time to get into it, but there's a machlokis on Chav Ches Amud Aleph, machlokis on Maran, about, you know, specifically whether when the chametz say mefarer, is mefarer only going on the Zohar L'Ruach when you throw it into the air, or is it also going on Mat L'Yam? So again, There's a Shach Vitar in Chav Ches Amud Aleph that is very relevant to, you know, the nature of the Chachamim. Again, there the Gemara is basically discussing, you know, how dafka, how specific is the method, are the methods subscribed by the Chachamim, and how loose are they? And again, that relates to this, because the more you say that the Chachamim also subscribe to the Kum Va'aseh approach, the more likely you're going to say that the very specific parameters of what the type of Tashbisu even the Chachamim allow. The more you say it's just, you know, totzah oriented, as long as you destroy it, so the more, you know, the looser the parameters are going to be according to the Chum, the more it's going to be, oh, hash b'sas b'chol davar, as long as you obtain the result, it doesn't matter how you get there.
But nevertheless, yeah. If you're the Gemara Chav Zayin on base, it still is more, leaves more options open for what the Maisa could be.
For sure. For sure, the Chum are have a more of a looser conception than Rabbi Yehuda, that's for sure. But the question is, how loose do they go? And that's subject to Machlokes Chav Ches. And if we had time, we'd analyze that Machlokes in the Machlokes Amoraim there, and it all relates to this. But just, you know, Ayin Sham Vitim Sanachas, that Machlokes Amoraim and the Machlokes Rishonim, how to understand the Machlokes Amoraim, again, about how specific, you know, the Tashbisu of the Chum are, again, likely relates to this general question within the Chumim, how much are the Chums, you know, how much, right, are the Chumim simply Totsah oriented, or no, are they too Ikum Va'aseh oriented, such that you might have stricter parameters? Fine. So we'll stop here for now, and tomorrow we'll just, you know, finish up a little bit.